This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman, Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There's going to be an auction for trees and shrubs. Hey, you're going to be doing some planting now that the weather's getting nice. How about some vintage lawn art? You can get that at this auction as well. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
Okay, so Jokic played the entire second half, total of 46 minutes. Murray Gordon played 42 minutes. We've wondered about the Nuggets bench all season. How are they going to perform in the playoffs? They had some nice games collectively.
Yeah.
But when you're playing Jokic without a backup center that you truly want to play.
It wasn't a strength. I mean.
And it came to fruition
in
last night's game when you needed your starters to play extended minutes.
You know what it felt like a little bit? Leaving a pitcher in for too long or bringing a starter out of the bullpen. You know what I mean? But you know something? Here's the deal. In the moment, that's what you're paid for as a leader of a team, as a coach of a team, as the guy that has the buck stopping on his table and the guy that has to make the decisions.
You're talking about Malone.
I'm talking about Michael Malone and the decisions that have to be made in real time and the trust or the lack of it that he had in those moments. Didn't have time to sit and think about it. What am I going to do, you know, here? It's a spontaneous decision that was made, and he showed his lack of trust in that moment. It wasn't a lack of trust that he had all season. We've talked about the bench a ton. Bench played a lot of very meaningful moments in this postseason. Heck, in this series, they played very meaningful moments. But not when the game was on the line. He didn't have the trust. Even with all of the evidence that was starting to accumulate against the guys that were in the game for as long as they were, he didn't have the trust.
Early on, Jokic was grabbing every rebound.
Mm-hmm.
He could have three Timberwolves around him, and he had the want to, the desire, the fire to grab everything, and he did. And you can see, and it was clear as day, that at the end of the game, he did not have the energy to grab rebounds. He was getting beaten by Gobert. He was getting beaten by Naz Reid.
Well, he wasn't getting much help either. No.
What I'm saying, he was out of gas.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to fault him for that. When you're playing 46 minutes, you're playing 46 minutes. Nikola Jokic loves his horses. You know what it reminded me of? It reminded me of a horse that bolted out of the gate, was the lead horse for three quarters of the race, and then fell to the back of the pack as they headed towards the finish line.
I had no problem.
It's not on him at all.
No, it's not on him in any shape or fashion. I mean, when you get to the point where balls are coming off the rim and actually hitting the floor before guys are getting them, I mean, they just lacked an ability to collect a rebound. The Timberwolves had 11 offensive rebounds, and most of those came in the second half.
I'll tell you what energy looks like at the end of the game. Christian Brown is diving on the floor for a ball.
Mm-hmm.
He had the energy to do that.
Sure.
Nobody else did. And oh, by the way, let's be honest here. We can sit and say, well, the Nuggets bench wasn't deep enough. Michael Porter Jr. and Aaron Gordon were no-shows in that second half.
Yeah.
Where was the aggressiveness from Aaron Gordon? And Aaron Gordon was terrific during these entire playoffs. But he just didn't
Up until he wasn't. He wasn't last night.
The biggest criticism, if you remember, the year before they won the championship was, and it seems like a long time ago, and this word was not used literally about him, although I think Mark Kisla wrote about it.
Mm-hmm.
Is Aaron Gordon too soft? Is he too soft? He has a big frame, and he's not playing physically enough. And then Gordon talked about it heading into the championship season, how he worked on a bunch of things, and he was going to be a monster. The season that became the championship season. And he looked like a monster.
Oh, my God. Absolutely.
And he was terrific for many, many moments in this series. But he just disappeared. Now, let's look at a lot of the buckets that he gets. A lot of those buckets are alley-oops, 2 feet in. I mean, towards the end of the game, he missed a slam. He had a near slam blocked.
Right.
It looked like he was out of gas. But honestly, he looked like he was out of gas in the first half. For Jokic and Murray, it was the second half. And MPJ, I feel for the kid because he is so stinking nice, and he improved dramatically this year, but Jaden McDaniels locked him up. And here's the most unbelievable stat about the entire game. Think about what I'm about to say. Jaden McDaniels, who is not known as a scorer, scored 21 points for the game, which for him is really good. Give him credit for that. Outside of Jokic and Murray, Jaden McDaniels had as many points outside of Jokic and Murray as the rest of the Nuggets roster.
Right.
Let that sink in for a second.
Yeah, when you're only scoring 21 points outside of your two big guys, those
say it again.
23 points for McDaniels, actually.
Yeah, and the rest of the Nuggets only had 21.
Yesterday's box score said 21. Obviously, it's 23.
Yeah, and so I don't know. There are lots of numbers that are very telling about this series. Two of them, I think, speak volumes about where the Nuggets were. And it seems a little casual when you say, what's the difference? What's the key to the game? Making shots. The Nuggets were 15 of 69 in the last two games from three-point range. 15 of 69.
And a lot of them were wide-open looks.
Yeah. They didn't hit shots. What do you shoot with? Well, you shoot with your legs.
Yeah.
You know, and so it fits into the whole narrative of being exhausted, this, that, and the other thing. You know, they couldn't hit shots. And yes, Minnesota was a fantastic defensive team. And yes, when you are held under 100 points three times on your home floor, and that's what the design of Minnesota's defense was going to be, you give credit where it due. Where it's, you tip your hat.
I'll tell you how you know Jokic, and you can physically see that he was out of gas, how he was trying too hard. It was easy to see how he was trying to overcompensate for his lack of energy. When you have dead legs, that three-pointer is going to be short. He was overcompensating because every one of his threes were long.
Yeah, he was. I mean, he was, thank God for him, trying to take the game over. And it was a bridge too far last night.
You know what it looked like? It looked like Ollie Foreman, where it was a rope-a-dope, where in the first half, Jokic is having his way, Murray is having his way, and then in the second half, which was the eighth round, Ollie just turned Foreman into the ropes and started pummeling him.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't their plan. The Minnesota plan was not to rope-a-dope, but that's what it looked like.
It's awfully hard to take any exception to 34-19-7. But it was atypical from the standpoint that Jokic took 28 shots. And he was 13 of 28.
Coming up after the break, everybody loves a winner. And when winners talk, they can say whatever the hell they want to. Listen, Anthony Edwards had a dreadful offensive game. And then after the game was over, he's yelling at the top of his lungs, "I handcuffed Jamal Murray." Well, for starters, you didn't. But at the end of the day, because you won, you get to get away with it. How did the Nuggets react after such a great season last year, doing some chirping? And you got to just sit and take it when it comes from the champ. But throughout this series, and specifically yesterday, there are some guys who said things that made them look like sore losers. That's next. Up late. I want a girl with uninterrupted prosperity who uses a machete to cut through red tape with fingernails that shine like justice and a voice that is dark.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auction Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, it is breakfast. Not too early to start thinking about lunch or dinner. Highly recommend you go to the best barbecue spot in town and honestly one of the best restaurants in town. My man Dave, he does a fantastic job with his menu. He had a past life, so when it comes to barbecue stuff, it's just really as good as it gets. But they have so many great non-barbecue items as well. Their wild salmon Reuben is outstanding. Last time I was there, I had it. They have a smoked meatloaf. You're not going to find that on a barbecue menu. And it comes with a balsamic mushroom glaze, which is just outstanding. All their desserts are homemade as well. Their sides are outstanding. If you've never been there and you've heard me talk about them before, trust me, try them. It's going to be your new favorite barbecue spot. And quite frankly, it's going to be a spot where even if you're not near 36 and Pecos, you're going to drive there for dinner. That's how good it is. Smokin' Dave's Barbecue and Brew, once again. You can find them off of 36th and Pecos. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
The Nuggets are a fun team to cover. They have great people in that organization. They very much have a family vibe, is all great.
Yep.
But I'd be remiss to not be critical. It all started with Jamal Murray. Sore loser mentality. Throwing a towel, flashing a dollar sign, throwing the heat pack. That was a bad look. But what happened yesterday after the game was over was even worse. Malone is asked about a 20-point loss and calling it a dumb question. I understand being in the moment and listening to the Timberwolves celebrating. I get it. But Michael, you got to be better than that.
I agree with the last statement. I don't like the comparison. The petulance of...
What comparison did I make?
Well, you said that it was worse than what Jamal Murray did.
Oh, no. Then I misspoke. It wasn't what Jamal Murray did.
That to me
was far worse.
That was the low point of this series.
It was. But you know what? It was bookended then. It was bookended by excuses and calling things a dumb question. You know what? Champions should walk out with dignity, okay? And they are still the champions, and no one will be able to take away that title. But at the end of the day, just give credit where credit is due and move on.
It's like Michael Malone said, and he was, and your point is good. He was kind of a little bit of a contradiction of terms in his post-game remarks, and I'm willing to give him the benefit of the doubt because I think he's earned it. On top of it, I like the guy.
So do I.
I know you do. He talked about, walking out with his head held high and this, that, and that. And that's what the Nuggets should do. Now, they've accomplished something that is very, very difficult to do, to win a championship and in a professional league as competitive as the NBA. And they are still, with their core, in a position to challenge for one next year. And we'll have time to parse through offseason and what they can do. I mean, but their core four remains. KCP, we'll see about that. But their core four will be back. And it is arguably a core four that can get better. I mean, they can. Do you believe that Aaron Gordon can be a more consistent player? Yeah.
I think Aaron Gordon is who he is, and it's really good.
Yeah. And
do I think he's going to be improving by leaps and bounds?
No.
Jokic, no. Murray, no. It's MPJ that has the most growth potential.
Murray can get better from a standpoint of consistency, I think.
In the regular season or in the playoffs?
In the regular season.
It's not about the regular season. It's about the playoffs. And he got
locked. It is about the regular season, though. You've got to get through the regular. You've got to establish a pattern in the regular season to get to the postseason. We don't know how this thing would have. How would this thing have changed if the Nuggets had been the top seed? How? We don't know.
They lost three or four home games.
But we don't know. The answer is we don't know. Now, the answer isn't they lost three home games because they played the Minnesota Timberwolves. Right. Would it have been the same if they had played someone else?
Dallas?
We don't know.
Right.
I don't know. You don't know. They don't know.
Playing better during the regular season is about seeding. That's what it's about.
And is seeding important or not?
Apparently not. In this series, it wasn't.
Oh.
They lost three or four home games. So, no.
No, it's not. It's not about. Yeah, it's important because it's who they played.
Okay. Eventually, they would have had to have played, I believe.
And you don't know how that would have worked either. If they had.
I know how it would work. They just lost to Minnesota. That's how it worked.
Oh, really? So, you're absolutely positive that we don't know. So, here are the things.
So, you're saying if they played a week later, things would have been different?
You're making a statement in a vacuum. You're making a statement you have to take into account the series that they just got done playing, who they played, and how they were extended. We don't know how it would have been next week.
Well, obviously, they played a team that was better than them, period. Would it have been any different in the Western Conference Finals? Of course you can make that argument because we don't know the unknown. What I do know is that they played Minnesota,
mm-hmm.
and they lost three or four games at home.
Absolutely.
And they got blown out more than a few times and then blew a 20-point lead. So if I had to bet on it today, mm-hmm. would they have lost in the Western Conference Finals? My answer is yes. They lost to a better team. They got blown out multiple times.
It was a seven-game series that was odd.
Okay.
It was incredibly odd and, in fact, unique.
Okay, I'm going to go back to something that you said in the first hour of the show.
Yes.
They had their opportunity to slam the door in game six.
Yep.
And they got blown out by 45. Clearly, if they played a game six in a week and a half, would it have been the same outcome? Probably not, because we don't know. But at the end of the day, as you kept harping on, and rightfully so, mm-hmm. game six, this is who they were. They lost by 45 points in game six.
Can't argue that.
What makes you think it would have been any different in a week and a half? And oh, by the way, Jokic and Murray and Gordon, because of their lack of depth on the bench, would have been more worn out.
Because you can't take it from 1 week and disregard what happens in the week and a half that would have, we don't know. Did someone get injured? We just don't know. We know this. The Minnesota Timberwolves won and deserved to win the series that finished yesterday at Ball Arena.
Right.
The Nuggets had their opportunities and they couldn't come. They couldn't. Would it have changed something or other if they had played a series against Dallas, for instance, and Oklahoma City and Minnesota had battled through seven cutthroat games? I don't know.
This is what I do know. Did the Nuggets win a championship last year? I can argue they don't. And I'll tell you why. Who were, outside of Anthony Edwards, who's terrific,
mm-hmm.
and Kat, give me the next two most important players for the Timberwolves.
Naz Reid.
And? Jaden McDaniels. What do you mean?
Gobert, Dan McDaniels. Yeah.
McDaniels. Okay. Defensively, he shut
then
down.
Then don't ask me the question. Fine. If you don't want to discuss the answer, just go ahead.
He scored 23 points yesterday in a game 7.
Right.
Shut down Michael Porter Jr.
Absolutely. Well, okay.
Well, he did.
Yeah, Michael Porter Jr. did a pretty good shut down for the last four games.
With that, Gobert was certainly a factor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But if I had to rank them in importance, I would say Anthony Edwards, Cat, and you can flip-flop if you want to.
You could.
Okay. Naz Reid, Sixth Man of the Year, and Jaden McDaniels. How did those two guys do in the playoffs last year against the Nuggets? They didn't, because they didn't play.
So what?
So what? If those two guys play...
Oh, stop. Don't say something you can't back up here.
The bottom line is this. They had a full lineup in this game.
They were an eighth seed last year. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
I'm not saying...
This wasn't a team ready to win last year. This was a team ready to win this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where they get their props. And this is where I am totally with you. Look, you put your money where your mouth is.
Yep.
You bet on this team
in January
to win this. So I'm giving you your props hard on that. No question about it.
Right.
But they grew and they earned it. And yes, this was going to be, whenever they played this series, this was going to be the ultimate challenge for the Nuggets. Fresh, not fresh, leg weary, leg fresh. It wouldn't have made any difference because the matchup was going to be difficult for the Nuggets. Having said that, this was a weird, weird series. The average margin, and I haven't figured out, what was the final last night? It was an 8-point final last night.
98-90.
Yeah, it was. So the first six games, the average margin in a dead even series of victory was 21 points.
Right.
Now you think about that. When was the, there is no time that you can point to that you had a dead even series going to a game 7 where the average margin of victory, depending, regardless of who won, was 21 points.
Yep.
It was weird. Now, having said that, we knew this all along. Tim Conley built a team to beat the Nuggets because he built the Nuggets to win the West, and he knew how to do it. And he gets a lot of props from me.
Well, he lived something, saw it, and then said, I need to do this.
Yep.
In the bubble, when the Nuggets played the Lakers had Anthony Davis,
mm-hmm.
JaVale McGee, and I don't know why his name is.
Dwight Howard.
Yeah, who actually was kryptonite for Jokic.
And those three guys helped slow down Nikola Jokic. Jokic is a better player today than he was in 2020.
Sure, yeah.
But he was unbelievable.
Yeah, right.
So what did Tim Conley do? He found his own big three, specifically late in this game, in which they didn't slow down Jokic. They went Scottie Scheffler and handcuffed him.
Hmm.
How do you like that reference?
Yeah.
With that, you want to go to break, or you want to add to that, and then we'll go to break? I thought it was a pretty good reference.
No, it was solid. Scottie Scheffler should have gone to the course on Friday in an orange jumpsuit and played his round.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
And they ended up, you know, kissing and making up,
right.
You know, the police department and everything like
that. All right, for as much as Denver fans feeling the Nuggets loss, Avs double overtime loss to the Stars on Friday, right? Which was more stressful to watch? Also, did either which loss gave you the stronger feeling of, I cannot believe their season is over? That's next.
Mm.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
Say, 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 hey, hey, now, baby. Oh, mama, don't play now, baby.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle. Presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there is an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There'll be an auction for trees, shrubs, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending? Presented by Silterhar Mazda. Get to Silterhar in Broomfield for a no-pressure buying experience at Silterhar Mazda, or find them at sthmazda.com.
You can make the case this was the worst weekend in Denver sports history, as two teams who were title contenders both get knocked out, and both get knocked out at home. With that, does either loss for you have a stronger feeling of, I cannot believe the season is over?
No, not really. I mean, I guess when you put it that way, I thought both of them would, I actually did think both of them would advance. I really did. I thought that the Avs would, although I will say this, they score first on Friday night, and I'm thinking, all right, this is new. First time in six games that they actually scored the first goal of the game. Now what can you do? Is it going to change the pace and the way that they play? And the answer, frankly, was no. Dallas stayed true to what they were and who they are and what they wanted to do. And frankly, appeared to be more of the team. I mean, when did they score? They scored in the third period, right? It was the third period. And when they got that equalizer, I felt bad about the Avs' chances. I really did.
Yeah.
I just didn't feel good about it. The opportunity was so good for them, being up by 20 in the third. But man, it was built on a house of cards. And that's what we ended up finding out. And that was a really slow burn, watching them just... And like I said, there was nothing about giving this away. This was Minnesota taking it.
Yeah.
And you give credit where it's due. I mean, we can talk about their personalities and their brashness and stuff like that. They've earned every damn bit of it. You know what?
Because they won.
And not only that, they came back from 20 on a foreign floor and just took it from you. And oh, by the way, you just happened to be the defending champions. You give credit where it's due. But that doesn't change the fact that for me, that was a painful, stressful, slow burn. And it got to a point, didn't it, Eric, in the fourth quarter where at some point, and it was before the 4-minute mark, even though the Nuggets were counterpunching with them, that you kind of knew they just aren't, they're not going to reel them in here.
If yesterday's game was like a 12-round heavyweight fight, the first six rounds, the Nuggets were just slamming haymakers into Minnesota's chin. And then in the final six rounds, the Timberwolves were just connecting with body blow after body blow after body blow. And then with about 5 minutes to go in the game, and you knew the fight was over, it was just one big left hook, and it was over. Because right when Minnesota took the lead, and I think that was either right at the end of the third quarter or right at the beginning of the fourth quarter.
They were up, actually, the Nuggets were up one going to the fourth. So they took it. They took the lead over early in the fourth and never really.
No.
That was it.
The game just seemed never in doubt.
Right.
And Minnesota just connected with one to the chin after all those body blows. And for a full quarter, for the final, what is it? Let's just do the math here. For the final four rounds of that fight, or nine rounds, or final three rounds of that fight, if you want to divide it up by quarters, the Nuggets were just staggering around that ring.
Yeah.
And you knew that eventually they were going to fall.
With 3.5 minutes left, you're still in the game by five, and there's enough time being down by five. But then you give up an offensive rebound put back by Naz Reid. Minnesota takes the ball away from Jamal Murray as he's coming back down the floor. They find Ant in the corner, hasn't hit anything all game long, but he hits that one, and it's a five-point swing in about 28 seconds. And the game was done. That was it.
This is the only visual that you needed to see midway through the fourth quarter. When they're running their pick and roll near midcourt, that should have told you everything that you needed to know, that they did not have the energy to push it to the top of the key. What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed?
We'll talk about the Nuggets starters and their numbers in the series compared to the Timberwolves starting five, and also dive into the eventful weekend for Scottie Scheffler. That's up next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tomorrow, there's an auction for Steve Kuhn Landscape and Design. There's going to be an auction for trees, shrubs, skid steers, trucks, tools, plow trucks, vintage lawn art, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. If you listen to sports talk radio, I'm guessing you hear a lot of advertising about places that are pushing testosterone. You know, are you active and good enough in bed for your partner? Do you not have enough energy? Well, we're going to peddle some testosterone to you, whether you probably need it or not, and that's what we do. There is a big difference between those chop shops and Castle Rock Hormone Health, where you can find them now in Castle Rock, Parker, Centennial, and Fort Collins. With that, I want to bring in my guy. He is one of my doctors. He is part of the Eric Goodman team because he makes me feel good every day with the work that he does. Dr. Lee, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How you doing, sir?
Okay, so when I was talking about those chop shops, they all seem to be the same. You've gone to them. I've gone to them. But now you have Castle Rock Hormone Health. How have you positioned yourself differently than those places that you and I have both gone to in the past?
Well, I think the number one issue is, high-level customer service. But number two is a personalized treatment plan. The issue, if any of your listeners care to come in and get checked out, is that I don't know if you've noticed, but every human is a little bit different.
Yep.
And so I don't quite understand the concept of just taking everyone up to 1,000 and being like, yeah, that's going to work. I think everyone has to have their own individual treatment plan because we're all individuals.
So when you say you customize, and I experience it with you because I've been a patient for a long time, what different things do you do to optimize health outside of just testosterone?
Oh, optimizing hormones is the first step, but we live in what I lovingly call a world of a medical industrial complex. And if you're fat, we'll give you a pill. If you're tired, we'll give you a pill. If you're anxious, we'll give you a pill. If you're depressed, we'll give you a pill. If your cholesterol is high, will give you a pill. It's a very reactionary world, and it's a world where you're supposed to keep putting more and more money and more time into the system. So hormone optimization, step one. Step two, get back to a real life. We discuss diet, we discuss exercise, we discuss all the natural ways that you can regain health.
Okay, so let's talk about pills, specifically colors of pills, because this color is synonymous with this type of pill. You're suffering from ED, got a blue pill for you. With that, you have Gaines Wave Therapy, which is completely different than a blue pill. And how is that going to be a permanent solution?
Well, it's it's really interesting. Let's say you get a kidney stone. Well, they couldn't give you a pill for that. And so what the science figured out is if we give you shockwave or acoustic wave therapy, essentially putting sound waves into your body, it'll disintegrate that kidney stone. Well, we took it further in the musculoskeletal world. If you have a sprain or strain or a tear of a ligament, the shockwave therapy will regenerate that area. Well, we've got an epidemic of sexual malfunction, or I hate calling it erectile dysfunction, because there's such a spectrum of either, starting to get soft all the way to I can't get anything. But shockwave therapy on those areas can regenerate arteries and regenerate nerves. And we're into regeneration and optimization. So that's what we're doing with that, and keep you from avoiding a pill or a surgery with that.
I can't believe we got through this call without you saying the word testicles or penis. I'm very proud of you.
I tried my best, brother.
I know.
I tried my best.
Yeah. Well, you did a great job. How do people find you? Because right now you're in Castle Rock, Parker, Centennial, and Fort Collins, and I know you are opening other clinics around the state. Have any other ones been opened yet?
Yeah, downtown Denver, just like on 42nd and Tennyson, about that area.
Okay.
Yep. And you can call our main number at 720-528-9949, and they can get you anywhere, or visit us on the internet. I believe it's still Castle Rock Men's Health, but it might be Castle Rock Hormone Health, because we changed the name to include women.
Right. Well, that's probably a smart move, specifically if you're married. You always want to cater to the woman, and unless you don't want that relationship to end well. CRHormoneHealth.com. Dr. Lee, thanks for your time this morning.
Eric, thanks for yours. You're doing great work here.
Thanks.
Sir.
See you, pal. Dr. Lee from Castle Rock, HormoneHealth.com. Time now for the final word.
The final word.
Are you ready?
Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Black Hawk. Just in case you missed it.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, Denver starters, who many would consider the best starting five in basketball, was minus 60 in this series in 136 minutes. The Nuggets starters had a minus 21.6 net rating. It was the worst five-man lineup in the second round of the playoffs that played 35-plus minutes together. Was this where the series was lost, or was the bench more at fault, in your opinion?
Well, I mean, equal servings, right? I mean, you got to have all of it working together. The Nuggets kind of foretold how this series was going to go by the way they didn't play against the Lakers. I mean, they just really didn't play. They played a successful series, but they didn't play a very good series. And even though they got their rhythm going in the three straight games against Minnesota, they just weren't able to sustain it.
I know you're not going to agree with this, and that's totally cool. We can agree to disagree. The Nuggets played like the Nuggets when the national media started to criticize them. And then when that died down, they blew a 20-point lead. Until they had outside motivation from people hammering them, they just didn't look like a team that was ready to defend.
Well, then they're weak.
Well,
I mean,
are they then?
I'm not saying there are. They are, because I don't necessarily agree with your premise. But if that is really the reason that they weren't able to rise to the occasion, they've got other issues.
Well, let's look at the history and let's look at the facts. They weren't criticized against the Lakers by anybody. And then they finally got criticized after the first two games. They ripped off three straight. Criticism died down completely. Looks like the Nuggets are going to win this series. They lose by 45 and then blow a 20-point lead. Where was the... There was no tape to show the players from Michael Malone because everybody was back on the Nuggets bandwagon.
Well, they were up...
Those are the facts.
They were up 20 in the third quarter when no one was...
That's okay.
Tired legs had a hell of a lot more to do with losing that lead than...
I would agree.
...than lack of respect or people being pissed off.
And them. Tired legs had nothing to do with getting your doors blown off by 45.
Well, it could have had something to do with it, but you didn't have...
You weren't mentally ready.
You weren't mentally ready to do it. And that's on them.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Maybe they should put Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. Smith on retainer for next year. We'll pitch you a few bucks if you say some negative things.
It'd be better if you could put Kendrick Perkins and Stephen A. in the lineup opposite of them. Then they'd be all right.
Back in the day, Kendrick Perkins was one hell of a defensive player.
It ain't back in the day.
I know.
It ain't back in the day.
That's going to do it for us. Nigel, Alex, great job on the show today. As always, same with you, Bruce. I'll try and do better tomorrow. Make the best possible day you can.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.